This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Is your cat living la vida loca? A friend of mine has a cat who is literally pulling his own hair out. To protect the innocent, I won't mention the name of my friend or her cat, Luca. After a trusted veterinarian inspected the inverted mohawk Luca etched into his own back, he pronounced this handsome feline was one stamp short of going postal. This got me wondering, is it common for cats to saunter off the mental reservation? As always, I started my quest for answers with the internet. The first thing I learned was the word alopecia, a term used to describe any form of hair loss on a cat. Some of the gateway problems to alopecia include a smorgasbord of icky options, including fleas, ringworm, and mites, conditions which were thankfully ruled out in Luca's case. This left two other options. Luca was either suffering from seasonal allergies like the rest of us spring snivelers, or he had gone completely cattywampus. One allergy shot later, and it was apparent the blooming mulberry bushes were not the blooming problem. After more research, I stumbled across an article on feline hyperesthesia. This condition is much like human panic attacks brought on by emotional or environmental stress. Hyperesthesia can cause cats to be so OCD about grooming, they lick and chew their way down to the basement of their skin. I've been to Luca's house numerous times, so I know for a fact he's not suffering from external stress. The only kitty on this planet more spoiled than mine is Luca. Furthermore, Luca's owner doesn't believe in noise pollution, wisely opting for having the golf channel on instead of the news. So what can be done about a cat who has bats in the belfry? The first thing is to try and startle your cat out of self-mutilation. Next time your furry friend is carving crop circles in his own fur, make a sudden noise like clapping your hands. If that fails, go the route of most humans and get your cat on drugs. Seriously, they have antidepressants for cats these days. If you don't like these choices, just embrace the fact that your cat is morphing into Mr. Bigglesworth from the Austin Powers movies. Whether you're going on a trip or just tripping, Quirky Cannabis Country is the perfect audiobook to take on your next adventure. Find out what happens when a group of extreme kooks gathers to participate in a reality TV show near an oasis of kick-ass cannabis. Quirky Cannabis Country by Adele Park. Get it today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.